Hello, wrestling fans. It's time for the O-Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube, subscribe to the podcast, tell a friend about this 10-minute podcast so you can help out your boy. Today, we're talking about sacrificial lambs in professional wrestling. Coming off the heels of a very good Monday Night Raw that's setting up a whole bunch of stuff for WrestleMania. We're on the road to WrestleMania. You know what? I should say a whole bunch of stuff. They're really just setting up night one and night two main events. One being Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes versus Rock and Roman Reigns. And then whatever stipulation gets added to night two's Roman versus Cody match. And then, of course, Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins. They also set up the Intercontinental Championship match at WrestleMania with a gauntlet match coming next week featuring, what is it, Chad Gable, Shinsuke Nakamura, Sami Zayn, Bronson Reed, and who's the other guy? I forgot the other guy. Let me know in the comments. But one thing that got set up was Andrade returned. Hooray! Who's not a big Andrade fan? As I slowly raise my hand. I don't know much about Andrade. I remember him being in NXT, being very dynamic. He came to the main roster, didn't do much. He had Zelina Vega in his corner. And I think the most I remember from Andrade was his ride-along with Zelina, where he kept telling her to relax. She really didn't like that. But he's returned. He's got a dope mask. I like his entrance. I like his music. But the thing that stood out to me was that his first opponent was Apollo Crews. Once Apollo Crews' name popped up on the... Is it still called the Titantron? Once it popped up on the Titantron, I went, oh man, they're sacrificing him. They put him on the chop. And it led me to start thinking about all these good wrestlers who, at some point or another, have to do the job, right? They have to be the sacrificial lamb. They have to give somebody a win. They got to put somebody over, right? Apollo Crews just happened to be the first guy in a line of dudes who are going to help Andrade pick up some momentum going into WrestleMania season. I'm not really sure what they have planned for him, but there was some Judgment Day stuff going on with Andrade. Who knows? But Apollo Crews has come a long way from the pandemic era of WWE, where he was the Nigerian Prince character and he had the IC title and he was battling Big E, and they had a great run. It was marred, in my opinion, by that odd Nigerian angle where they made him put on that accent just because it just wasn't him. They did the same thing to Kofi years ago when they made him Jamaican and they gave him that terrible Jamaican accent, and it's just like, just let them be themselves. I get it's a gimmick, but it's also, we get it, you know? We know what you're doing. So he did that angle. He had the title. He relinquished it. They sent him to NXT. He apparently had a really decent run in NXT, and then he came back to the main roster during the Raw and SmackDown draft. They called his name. He was so excited to go back to the main roster, and I think he wrestled one time on Raw, and then we haven't seen him in months. And the next time we see him, he's doing the job for Andrade, who just came back. And honestly, that's the business, right? That's fine. You got to do it. But I could only imagine that he was like, man, you know, he's probably doing a lot of the heavy lifting on something like Main Event. And then they're like, all right, we got you booked for Raw. And he was like, cool, finally. And they're like, you're putting over Andrade in a, you know, 2 to 3 minute match. And he was like, oh, okay. All right, let's do it. They sacrificed my man Apollo to Andrade's win streak that he's about to rack up. They're doing the same thing with Braun Breaker, but I feel like they're doing it better with Braun on SmackDown. Because one, it's more violent. That's not the right word, but it's more kinetic. He's taking on, you know, I think Nil and NXT wrestlers and burying them quickly. And that's his way of getting over on SmackDown. They're just kind of making him a dominant force. And I feel like that's a better arc, where they're like, here, take some like locals, take some jobbers, not jobbers, take some locals, take some talent from NXT, some call-ups, take some, you know, then take some jobbers, then move on to, you know, bigger fish on the main roster, where you've established yourself as a strong competitor, be it with your athleticism or your intensity or whatever, whatever, however you're, we're building you up, we're going to get you there, and then you'll wrestle, you know, names, and then be in storylines, right? Right now, Bron Breakker's not in any storyline, but the guys he's going up against, oh, they're getting just completely buried. But the difference between them and Apollo is that these guys didn't have TV time, right? This is their first, I'm on national television as a wrestler, and all they have to do is not mess up. They have to sell these moves. They have to put this guy over. They have to not trip. You know, they have to do something. They just have to do their job, right? Someone like Apollo Crews is a former IC title holder, a former, you know, main event guy, to then get called back in to do the job for Andrade. I felt, I was like, oh, they put him on the block. Same thing happened a couple months ago with Jinder Mahal, former WWE champion, came back to do the job for The Rock and then for Seth Rollins, right? Like, I mean, Jinder has a pedigree of being, he's a good wrestler, right? He's got the look, big dude, he can cut a promo. They brought him in. He got a segment with The Rock. That wasn't the sacrificial lamb thing. Actually, that was a really good thing they did for him, where they put him on, you know, in a segment with The Rock. That's huge. But then the next week, he comes out fighting Seth Rollins and gets, you know, decimated, and then disappears again. We haven't seen him since. He doesn't even get, you know, Raw time to wrestle anybody or any kind of pro, nothing. He's just gone again. And that's exactly what's going to happen with Apollo Crews. The same things were happening with Mustafa Ali before he got released. Another great fan favorite who everyone always wanted to have pushed and you know, win and stuff. And he had his chance back during Kofi Mania when he got injured. And last summer or whatever it was, when he was heavily featured on Raw, when he was taking on Bobby Lashley and Austin Theory and all those guys for the U.S. Championship, I was like, okay, Mustafa's getting that push. No, he was getting sacrificed just as much. And again, sometimes you just got to be that guy. You know, if I was a professional wrestler, I guarantee you I would be that guy. I'd be that guy all the time. I know I would be able to sell a move really well. And they'd just be like, Carl, just go out there and you know, put this guy over. And I'm like, all right, whatever. And then go to catering and just lament the fact that I'm really good at taking a spear or something. Another person I feel like is a bit of a sacrificial lamb, but they're doing it in a way that is pissing me off, honestly, is Shinsuke Nakamura. They've given him such a clean, strong gimmick where he's like this specter, like this this evil demon of you know, torment, that he's cutting these crazy promos, that he has the subtitles, and then he had the Cody thing where he had a whole anime joint going on, and I was like, this is great, but you can't do all that cool stuff and then follow it up with a loss, right? I remember very few of the wins he's racked up in the past couple of months with this gimmick, and I'm like, this Shinsuke Nakamura deserves better. He lost to Sami Zayn and somehow wriggled his way into an IC title gauntlet match. What qualifies him besides his dope promos for being in that match? They've been sacrificing him for so long, for Seth, for Cody, for Sami. It's crazy. Who can you think of that is a sacrificial lamb in professional wrestling? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe, tell a friend, like, rate, review, and listen to me. Don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.